How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to Early Break on the Ticket. Ben, Sip, Bill. That sounds weird. Yeah. We need Jake. Jake, Sip, and Bill.
We're doing
better.
Fine. You're crushing it. You're going to have some takes. Also, there's been
Am I going to have some takes?
A lot of text messages have come across my phone that Ben does a lot of takes during the breaks.
He does.
And now they want to hear him live. This is his chance. He has the mic. We want to hear your takes.
He does. He does come out of the producer's room a lot.
A lot.
With
strong statements.
Strong opinions.
Strong. And it doesn't matter what it is. NFL, NBA.
He'll take you on.
He'll take you to task. Yeah. Just say something. He'll Ben's attacked me several times.
I have not attacked you several times.
Did you feel attacked?
I felt attacked. Yes, I did. You just mention anything about the NFL, Ben will just roll off a bunch of stats at you. And, oh, really, Bill? the people want to hear from you, Ben.
Lee Sterling wants to hear from you. Hey, now.
We better get to Schindler.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, sorry.
What is it? Steve?
Good job.
What is this? Something Sterling. It's Steve Sterling. Well,
first of all, we have to say what?
Midwest Bank. Member.
FDIC.
Yes.
Bam. Don't say that. It's illegal. Yes, Steve Sterling is way ahead. He's at about the 70th percentile. So if you're wagering with him, you're killing it. So we got UNLV at San Jose State. UNLV by 8, favored by 8. He's taken the run in Rebels. He's
to cover
the run to cover.
To cover?
To, what's that? Yes.
Okay.
Iowa at Maryland. Ooh. Iowa's favored by 6 and a hook.
Okay.
Again, he's taken Iowa.
Is he? What do you think? What do you think? Seriously.
Yes, I do. I think Maryland's cashed it in. I think when Rutgers went up there and just beat the crap out of him last week in Maryland in front of like 400 people, I think that said the deal.
I don't think Iowa. Here's the thing, Bill. I don't think Iowa know. I mean, I was on an Iowa station yesterday. It sounded to me like they don't even know who the quarterback's going to be.
If it is, it's going to be the walk-on,
right.
I think. Yeah.
That's a little troublesome if you don't know who your quarterback is.
Right. He was a fifth-string guy in August.
Yes.
He was 5.
Yeah. So here we go. And then we got Syracuse at UConn. Syracuse favored by 11. He's taking the Q's to cover. So he's going all favorites. He's going all favorites.
All favorites to cover.
But just, you know, you want to push back, but I don't know. He's winning. He's winning a lot of money. So
I'm not pushing back.
Steve Sterling. Go ahead, Ben.
All right. We now have Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports on the line. Lee, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I thought I might throw you off that it's not Jake and it's me today, but Jake's out with the flu, so it's me today.
Oh, Jake's in a lot. Problem. Jake's at urgent care.
Oh, wow, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not.
He's okay.
Not good.
It's like when you said there was a bank robbery. Jake is not in urgent care.
He's probably at his house.
In my mind, he's in urgent care.
He's probably at his house. He's
in my mind, there
fine.
Was a bank robbery.
Probably
Lee. I saw a lot of police in front of a bank, and I just
declared a bank robbery.
He's declared it. No evidence.
Super
no.
funny.
All right, you got me there.
Thank
for
you,
a second.
Lee.
All right, let's get to some of the picks. First up, we got Alabama favored by 13 against Oklahoma. Who do you have in that game, Lee?
All right, so
okay,
Oklahoma is not great, but they do one thing really well. They play defense. And in conference play, if you're going to get almost 2 touchdowns with a team I think that has the better defense, I think you take it. I think their offense is actually coming around a little bit now. I think Alabama might be peeking ahead to Auburn. I think Alabama's good, but I don't think they're anywhere close to where they were a couple years ago. So like I said, this is not a great Oklahoma team, but they can run the ball some, and special teams are decent. I'm going to take the almost two touchdowns. I think Alabama's going to win this game 27-17, but the Sooners cover.
Okay. I like it.
All right, up next, we got Penn State favored by 12 against Minnesota. Who do you have in that game, Lee?
Yeah, so you'd love to look at the underdog. And Mr. Row the Boat and his oarsmen have excelled this season, beating ranked opponents who are no longer ranked. USC, Illinois, and they didn't beat them, but they covered against Michigan here. So I just think that Penn State's one of these teams. They can beat the teams that they're better than. They have a really deep front four, number five ranked run defense, which if you put Minnesota in some long down and distance situations, they're going to have problems. And look at James Franklin as a road favorite. He's incredible. Be almost in the Hall of Fame, 23-9 against the spread since 2016. I'll go Penn State. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, even on the road. Oh, Penn State 34-13. Yep.
What was it? I'm sorry, the score?
34-13.
Gee-many Christmas. Yes,
that'd be a big win.
Yep.
Big flex by the Nittany Lions. Wow.
Yep.
All right, up next we got Ohio State versus Indiana. Ohio State favored by 13. Who do you got in that game, Lee?
All right, so here's a crazy stat. The last 14 times an undefeated top five team has been a double-digit underdog, that undefeated underdog, 0-14 straight up, and just 5-9 against the spread. Lines come down to 10 now this morning. There is an injury for Ohio State. They lost their All-American center. But the kid behind him would start almost anywhere. I love Indiana's offense. I love Kurt Cignetti. But I think their weakness is defense. They have not been tested all year. How about this? They have not faced a top 40 offense. Best offense is Maryland, 44.
Wow.
Second best, Washington, 58. And they were on the road. They didn't win a game traveling east. Listen to some of these offenses that they've played. FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA when they were terrible. Charlotte, who fired their head coach. Northwestern, who you could give them six downs every single time they get a first down, and they still couldn't score. Nebraska, who's fired their offensive coordinator, and both Michigan schools here. I think this is a big step up for them. I like Ohio State. I'm going to lay the points, 38-17.
Wow. It'd be incredible if there'd be a game where someone says, okay, they get five
downs.
They get six downs.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. Northwestern, it'd be interesting. There's a little change, a little change of pace here.
We're going to give you six downs.
Okay.
Up next, local
ball
game.
Control.
The game.
Trying to get 2 yards a pop.
The game all everybody here listening cares about, Nebraska against Wisconsin. Nebraska barely favored against Wisconsin by two. Who do you got in that game, Lee?
Yeah, so this is a game if you want to go out and throw the football, a little early before the holidays. You want to go shopping. Probably miss an hour, and you're not going to miss a whole lot here. Offenses, not clicking. You know what? Dana Holgorsen might have had a couple good points, but about the blocking of his running backs and wide receivers, I didn't think his play calling was very good. I mean, he called that one-and-out pattern that they throw to the tight end and different, running backs and wide receivers, even the flanker screens. He called like six, seven times. Only once did it work in third and long. You just got to have perfect blocks here. So I think they got to be more aggressive. We'll see how his play calling plays out the rest of the year. I just think Wisconsin's a little more limited than Nebraska on offense. Maybe he lights a fire in them and does that sometimes for a little bit. I don't know if he's the long-term answer, but I'll take Nebraska 24-20.
Ooh, close.
That'd be a little bit higher scoring for this game, 24-20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still not very high scoring, but Lee, you're very plugged in on Nebraska. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
keep rolling.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, no on to the NFL. Your Dolphins, my Dolphins, both Dolphins fans, Dolphins up favored by 7 against the Patriots. Who do you got in that game, Lee?
All right, so the Dolphins are scoring now over 27 points since Tua's back, only 10 points per game before that. And then New England on the opposite, they ended up replacing Jacoby Brissett, finally with Drake May. May looks better, averaging almost 10 yards a carry here. So I think that's going to pose some problems, different times of the game here for Miami when you get a quarterback that can make plays and move the chains here. So I think Miami wins the game. We're 7.5 points. Once you get above 7, a little high for a team. Defense isn't great here, so we're gonna take Miami to win the game, 27-21. But the Patriots cover.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
All right, now final game we're going to look at. Broncos against Raiders. Broncos a 5-point favorite. Who do you got in that game, Lee?
Yep, so they want to get that game for free. How about this? First five callers. They call 800-400-9741. We're going to give them Denver and Las Vegas on me. I think there's a clear right side. So you want to find out that game, just call 800-400-9741. How about this? We have our college football game of the year that goes tomorrow. Now, this is a 50-unit max wager on our 40 to 50-unit max wager plays. Lifetime, 70-26. That's over 73%. So you're looking for a big play. We finally have our biggest play of the year. We've had 245 units this year, hit both of those. So you want to get the 50-unit max wager college game of the year, just $97. Or you can get 2 weeks of action. All of our plays rated from 10 to 50 units, probably 10 to 14 games a week through Monday, December 2nd, just $197. It's up and available right now, ParamountSports.com.
All right, thanks, Lee, for the time, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, those are Lee's picks, guys. Anything that jumps out at you?
Well, I mean, you got to review that he picked Nebraska to win 24-20.
That number's pretty on. I think there will be a little bit more scoring.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how Wisconsin can get 20.
Oh, come on.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
If they get a defensive score, defense sets them up.
That could be something of that. But
interesting that Lee was critical of Holgorsen. I mean, I would say to Lee, look, he came into a tough situation, and now he's calling plays. I just think it would be, and then listening to Holgorsen, it was clearly difficult to make this transition so quickly. Now you're calling plays against USC. You know, you're calling plays in the Coliseum. Wouldn't be easy.
No, not easy.
You've been through stuff like that. It's not. I don't know. I can't imagine what he went through in that 10-day, 12-day period.
The one more week. I mean, like I said, when he came in, at least there was a bye week. So he had time. Where Wisconsin's looking at it, this just happened on Sunday.
Fired Phil Longo.
And then no one knows who is calling the plays. I hope someone was
alert. It doesn't matter, apparently.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I hope it's alert to someone. Yeah. But so I think that is the advantage. Good point. This is week three for Nebraska, and it's week one for Wisconsin. So that's a big difference. Play calling is way more different on offense than it is on defense.
Do you think that okay, I want to revisit that in a second, but now that you've brought that up, that should be an advantage for Nebraska.
Huge advantage.
Okay.
Huge advantage.
And why is play calling on offense different than defense?
Well, like I said, you can get some, hey, we're going to do some base things. We're going to do this. And that's kind of what you practice. And
defense.
You can make it, you can simplify it a bunch. In offense, you really can't. I mean, you have to be able to have your plays. What are we doing? Well, third and seven is way different than third and three. You have to have your, this number of plays, this number of things. You have to have at least 3 2-point plays, 3 to 4 ready to go, because if it goes to overtime and then it goes to the 2-point shootout, you got to have plays. I don't know what we're going to run. No, you got to have plays. And so defense, you might say, well, I got down there, I have two calls.
Yep.
I have like an all-out blitz, and I have this defense. That's what we're going
to
run.
Yeah, I heard John Butler on the radio last night say you might have 6 to 8 different things. Yeah. 6 to 8 different things that you have on defense, Ben. And he says you don't want to go too crazy into, oh, this guy worked at X school in 1999, and this is what he was calling.
Yeah.
And we got to get ready for that. Just do what you do, right? Just do what you do, and adjust.
The advantage is I think it's not. It's huge for Nebraska.
For Nebraska,
yeah. With the change of coaches and the time there was to call it.
And Wisconsin, let's face it, Braden Locke is a 55% passer.
55.
Right? Yeah, and with 9 picks, 9 touchdowns, he's thrown a pick in every start. You should get him. You should get him at least once. That could be the difference, Ben. What else from Lee's picks? Did the Penn State score strike you?
No, because I can see that.
34-13.
I can see Penn State just getting away. They're going to be fired up and stuff. So, I don't know. I can see it getting away.
Really?
And they're playing. They just don't got to win this one, win the next. They're going to go in as probably the 5th seed. They won't get a bye because they're not the conference. You have to be a conference champion. They're probably going to be the number 5 seed since they're 4 right now. And so, they're going to be in a great spot. Okay. Penn State's very happy right now.
What do you think about his analysis on Indiana, saying that Indiana really hasn't faced a tough offense yet, and maybe Ohio State too big of a challenge for them?
Well, he went through them, and he was right.
He's right.
I just wonder if he's underplaying the Seth McLaughlin's injury. Seth McLaughlin is the center to which he referred.
Yeah.
All-American-level center, Seth McLaughlin. That's a huge loss, I think.
It's a big loss, and they've already lost their left tackle, and then they got beat up again. And so, yeah, like you said, They weren't dominant against Nebraska up front.
No, they weren't.
Offensive line, it wasn't dominant. It wasn't a complete dominant against Penn State.
No,
when they played Penn State, they were. It was final score was what, 20-13, and so it wasn't crazy. But with who they played, one of the things to push back for Indiana is that they've played teams that aren't very good, and they've been extremely dominant though. Mm-hmm. They have not played teams that aren't very good. And the score was, it was kind of close. I mean, they've scored like their average was over 40 points. I mean, they've scored over 40 points how many times? I mean, it's insane.
What has been their closest game even?
Michigan.
Yeah.
20-15.
It was close.
Yeah.
They dropped a couple passes late that could have made the spread a little bit longer.
I think Cignetti, I think he was happy that they had to play a game like that.
And who hasn't had those? Think about this, right? Who's the number one team?
The number one team in the nation is Oregon.
Now, how'd it go last weekend? 16-13.
Close. Yeah.
16-13.
They've had close games.
And they've had close games. It happens all the time.
Yep.
It happens all the time.
I think he was happy they got pushed. That's the impression.
And Michigan came in, but that was kind of their season. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go in there and we're gonna flex. They haven't beat us. We've 30 years or whatever it's been. Mm-hmm. We're gonna win this game. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't happen.
No, they're real. Hey, Bill, they're really limited on offense. Michigan. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I think I think the forward pass, they're like in the 130s. Ugh. The forward pass. Very poor job on selection of quarterbacks to lead your team.
All right. We probably better get to break. Mm-hmm. Bill, what are the words you don't want to hear in IT?
I've been hacked.
Terrible words.
Have you ever heard them?
What? I hear them every day here. I am
hacked. But have you been hacked?
I have not been hacked.
Okay.
Young Ben, Will from Applied Connect has text in. And he says, let him know that Applied Connect has Ben's back.
Yeah, you're on my back.
You are supported.
Do you feel better?
I feel better.
And right away, Will got a hold of everybody in the company. Said, listen, here's what's going on down at the station. He let him know. He said, make sure everything is secure at 93.7. The ticket.
Everything
That's
is
Columbus,
here.
Ben. That's
There's Columbus right there, Ben.
Ben, that was. How about that? There was a C on that kid's jacket.
Yeah.
How that happened for a reason?
That happened
for a reason.
All of a sudden, things are lining up. All of a sudden, if we see a Lakeview. Swing by. I'll lose my mind.
If we see a Lakeview, I would lose my mind.
Will you cry?
I would not cry. I don't
cry. Ben, would you cry?
I don't think I would cry.
Tears of joy.
I don't. Okay.
The voice of Lakeview.
Applied Connective is Nebraska's preferred.
Darn right they are.
Technology partner. One team, all your technology solutions. Call them at 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. Up next, we have Bill's Thrills and Game Show up next on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Wow. Wow.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.